every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you again. Tonight's show, obviously, we're going to be talking about the League Championship Series up to this point. Obviously, the show will be recorded before Game 3 of the Jays-Mariners game, but we'll certainly cover the first two games of both series. And middle segment, we're going to be talking about the Gold Glove finalists. And the final segment, a lot of questions being sent in for non-playoff team fans, dirtbags out there. So just wanting to get, usually we do it in the offseason. They said that, they know it, but they wanted to get our early projections on basically the state of the game, temperature of the game, where it's at right now. So so we'll be talking about that for the curtain call part of it, going over it. So anyways, great to have you back for another week. And, you know, if your teams are in the playoffs, hopefully you're staying excited about it. If you're Blue Jays fans or Mariners fans, and obviously, Brewers fans, and if you're Mariners or Dodgers fans, you're feeling pretty good right now. Both teams up 2-0, so you know, hopefully you're enjoying it. Again, if you're not, there's a lot of good players out there that you know, are worthwhile watching and following along and stuff like that to just watch, and good managers as well across the board. So, you know, just stay with it, even if your team is in the final four, because it's baseball at the end of the day, and you can always pick something. You always see something that's unexpected, like the double play the other night by the Milwaukee Brewers. You know, there's just, you just don't know. So before we get going with the show, though, we do want to thank you as always. We do it for you. We can't do it without you. That's the bottom line. And it always will be. It's as simple as that. And obviously to all the servicemen and women out there, we thank you, thank you, thank you, as every week, wherever you are listening, allowing us to come into your listening platform every week. It's just thank you for doing what you do every day, so all of us here in the nation can do what we do. And I know thank you isn't enough. Nolan knows thank you isn't enough, and so do the dirtbags. So we love having you a part of it, and we hope we bring a bit of excitement to your weekly, again, listening and pleasure, if you will. So settle in, get your favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here after the break. We're going to get up, get after it, get dirty.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter our month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
There's nothing worse than losing cell service while exploring the great outdoors, but that's changing fast. T-Mobile is bringing coverage to the most remote parts of the country with T-Satellite with Starlink, reaching over 500,000 square miles where towers can't, thanks to over 650 satellites already in orbit. Over 1 million messages have already been sent in hard-to-reach areas from national parks to remote trails. Kinga Phillips, travel expert.
As someone who's constantly off the beaten path, this changes everything. Now I can stay connected, even deep in the mountains or deserts.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Obviously, we're going to kick things off with the League Championship Series. Jays, Brewers down 2-0. Blue Jays, Mariners going tonight. I think a lot of shock to be, I don't know if disappointment is the right word yet, because they're only down two. I mean, it seems like a daunting task for both teams to overcome that. You know, if they're down three, then maybe disappointment or get swept. That's disappointment. But, you know, again, we'll talk about it. So where do you want to kick things off, Nolan? AL or NL?
Yeah, I mean, we'll start out on the AL side. Obviously, we're local Toronto people, not necessarily Toronto fans. But I'd say supporting the team in the playoffs would probably be the best way to describe it. Not a heck of a lot to support so far. Got to be honest. They suck. Absolutely feeble. What, I don't know what Schneider was doing in game one. I wholeheartedly disagree with his decision to pull Gausman. Obviously, hung a splitter to the MVP of the American League. Kyle Raleigh takes him up top. 1-1 ball game. All right, next batter gets on, yanked him. It's like, have faith in your ace. He just dominated all season for you. He was bar none the best pitcher for the Jays this season. Yanks him early. Savage and Gilbert, I think, in game two got screwed. Obviously, everybody knows how bad the umpiring was in that game. 24 missed calls behind the dish. First inning, obviously, the leadoff batter, Randy Rosarina, gets punched out on a slider. Oh, wait, no, calls it a ball in the outside corner. Ends up hitting him two pitches later. Obviously, brings up the big dumper. All of a sudden, you go from having one out, facing the big dumper, no one on, to, okay, now I got to kind of pitch smart to him because it could become a 2-0 game. And this is your Savage. Obviously, he's making, what, his fifth or sixth career major league start at that point in time. Yeah, I think it was his sixth. And anyways, yeah, so all of a sudden he's got a pitch kind of around Kyle Raleigh, and next batter comes up, Julio Rodriguez, obviously hits the three-run tackle. Now, that being said, Logan Gilbert got shafted in the third inning too. Obviously, he had the one on Springer that should have been a punch out. Ends up coming back to cost him a run later in the inning. So, I mean, it's not like you can sit there and say one way or the other, it screwed the one team, but you're like, man, this is just horrible, horrible umpiring, and that's why they're going to go to the ABS right there on national television, on the biggest stage, basically.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, on your comment on Schneider with Gosman in game one, I mean, that reminded me and most Jays fans of Berrios in Minnesota after they traded for him in the wild card. And same thing was Dealing and took him out and lost. And yeah, tough to see that one for sure. You know, you look at the hitters with the Jays. Obviously, Vladdy's 0 for 7 going into tonight's game. Varsho's 0 for 7 going into tonight's game. I think Kirky's 1 for 7. Springer, so far, had the leadoff home run right off the bat, first pitch, you know, against Bryce Miller. But we talked about it. We said right in that game, we've seen so much baseball, and I don't know if you were out there watching or not, Dirtbags, but if you were, you might have thought the same thing as Nolan and myself. But we looked at each other, and we were like, if Miller gets out of this with only giving up one run, that's bad for the Jays because they had him. They had him beat right down right off the bat. That whole series, I think, goes a different way. If they score, they had two more guys on base, I think, with zero out or one out. Like, and they came away with nothing, and then he just dealt the rest of the game. I think they went to ended up 27 pitches or something like that in the first inning, and then total game was 99 pitches for Seattle Mariners. Crazy. I mean, you got to be loving life if you're Dan Wilson and the boys. They're playing great. Jorge Polanco, as everybody's calling him, Mr. October, basically. Absolutely. We Nolan and I talked about it after last week's podcast, when they were finishing up against the Tigers. And, you know, there's a guy you root for. There's a diehard dirtbag guy that never says anything wrong, does anything wrong. You just root for that guy. Didn't expect him to stay so hot against the Blue Jays. But if you're the Mariners and you're Mariner fans, you got to be loving life right now. They're playing really, really good baseball. No question about it. I've had a lot of fans ask us, you know, how are you feeling about your Blue Jays? And they said, like Nolan said, yeah, we're from here. We're Blue Jays fans. For sure you'd love to see them in the World Series. I'm not going to lie to you, but it'd be awesome to see them in it. For Nolan and Braden as well to see it. They've never seen them in the World Series and stuff. But I'm not going to downplay that Mariners team. I like that Mariner team. And I'm happy for Jerry DePoto. Right? Nolan, like, he's gone through a lot of trials and tribulations. Even at the first of this year, you and I said, you got to trade somebody, like most of America said.
Well, I mean, it's finally coming to fruition what the Mariners had hoped for what, the past 4 or 5 years, where, like, they go out, they get their Luis Castillo, obviously. Then, I mean, you developed your in-house pitching staff that is arguably the top starting staff, homegrown-wise, in all of baseball. Once we jump over to the National League side, obviously the Dodgers had the best staff in baseball. I mean, you look at their stats since August 2nd, but we'll talk about that later. No, I mean, the Mariners, they're just a good team in the Jorge Polanco move. I think a lot of people kind of thought in the offseason when they got him, it was one of those ones where you're like, okay, upgrade offensively, not really a major splash in any sense of the term. Josh Naylor, obviously, that was a good pickup because he's been lights out all playoffs. Gino Suarez has been a little bit tough to watch, especially this series. But outside of that, all the moves that they made, I mean, it's leading right to where they're going. And let's be honest, the Jays got to win 2 out of 3. Otherwise, they're done, obviously. In Seattle, second home to the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, it's great for Canadian fans, for our Vancouver West Coast fans. They're just north of Seattle, so they'll come out in droves as well and support the Jays. So it'll be interesting. It'll be great to watch a playoff game in T-Mobile Field tonight. I'm looking forward to it. There's no question about it. And the relief corps on Seattle, too, just to finalize on that series. You know, good additions. What do they have? They had Brash and... I can't think of the other kid's name yet, but
Andres Munoz, obviously. Yeah, he's been pitching good enough for
one,
him.
One more, but they picked up Rosardo and one of their other big studs. And, you know, and great job by Jerry DePoto. So I'm happy. I'm okay with that. Hopefully they make a series of it, 5-6 games either way, and we'll go from there. Obviously, we don't have a lot of time to talk about the Dodgers and the Brewers. No disrespect, Brewers fans. Watching those games, you got to be on the other side. You got to be, I don't think disappointed is the right word, Nolan.
Let down.
Yeah, I guess maybe just let down.
I'm not going to lie, and obviously everybody here knows I'm a Cardinals fan. I was saying probably since, what, August? I thought the Brewers were bar none the best team in baseball.
I'm right there with you.
And I still believe that the Brewers coming into the playoffs were the best team in baseball, Blake Snell might actually be the best pitcher in the major leagues. And I don't think that he gets enough credit for the success that he has had in the playoffs year after year. Like, that dude in the postseason, you give him the ball, you let him roll. They should have gone back-to-back complete games. Obviously, game one, I don't know what Roberts was doing pulling him. You see Milwaukee, they got life all of a sudden in the ninth inning because they yank him. Then he realized, okay, well, I better not do that again. Yoshinobu let him go the complete game. First time in 8 years, pitcher has gone a complete game in the playoffs. So, I mean, no, like, I'm looking at it. And the Brewers fans, you just got to be let down by the fact that the offense, unfortunately, has not shown up. Now, that being said, obviously, you're facing two fantastic pitchers. Freddy Peralta runs it up. He had a good game yesterday. I can't sit there and say anything bad. The Max Muncy pitch at the in the sixth inning, his last pitch, I think, of the game there. That was a tough one to watch because you're like, okay, goes from a 2-1 game to a 3-1 game. The wheels are off.
Well, you just see the maturity of the Dodgers versus the inexperience of the Brewers, right, at the end of the day. I mean, those are great games all the way through. And then just by the end, you look up and you got 2 and 3 and 4 run differences and stuff like that. Just because a home run here, home run there, it is what it is. I mean, obviously, we'll talk about it in more depth and more thoughts and opinions on it in the curtain call segment and stuff. But, you know, you see a little bit of disappointment. You can see it. I think I could be honest with that in Pat Murphy's face when he's going out to make pitching changes, when they show him in the dugout or whatever. And you certainly see frustration. And not, I shouldn't say disappointment. I think frustration and stuff like that. But you know what? Hey, there's still lots of series left. Hopefully they go out there, they reset, grab a couple of games, and we'll see what happens. So we'll be right back here, Dirtbags, after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. I'm going to talk Gold Glove finalists. Let's start off with the AL Nolan. Dirtbags. In the pitcher category, Jacob DeGrom, Rangers. Max Fried, Yankees. Luis Severino, Athletics. Anybody jumping out in your mind in that category that might have missed?
No. No, it's too tough to try and follow the pitchers. Obviously, Max Fried, he's won it a handful of times. He should win it again this year. Not really too much to dive into there. Luis Severino was kind of a shocker to see, especially since how much he necessarily did not like his time in Sacramento this season, calling it a minor league ballpark a couple of times. But, I mean, overall, though, yeah, Max Fried, it's probably his to lose.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, something that just popped up, though, Luis Severino was a NL Gold Glove finalist with the Mets last year, too. So, you know, but to your point, exactly right, the way he made comments about playing in Sacramento didn't, you know. But again, obviously, he got the job done at the end of the day defensively, right? So, yeah. Good for him. Good for him. Catcher category, Dylan Dingler, Tigers. Alejandro Kirk, Blue Jays. Carlos Navarez, the Red Sox.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem if Kirk wins it. Got to be honest, I'm very shocked to not see, obviously, the big dumper up there, considering he had zero pass balls and over 1,000 innings caught this year. I don't know how that doesn't qualify you for Gold Glove candidacy, especially since Dylan Dingler only played, what, half the season? And he's certainly no Patrick Bailey behind the dish, so that one took me by surprise a little bit, but not up to us.
Wasn't Rally Platinum Glove?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah.
Which, that's the one that doesn't make sense to me, and it wasn't like he declined.
And he's either going to win the AL MVP or come runner-up. No disrespect to any of those guys on there. All stud catchers. But, yeah, that one was a glaring one for me. I couldn't believe it when I heard it earlier today. So, anyways, send in your opinions as we go through this. As always, too, Dirtbags, you know that. We'd love to have your thoughts and opinions on who you feel should be Gold Gloves, or if they got it right, or if somebody got missed out. So, first base, Ty France. That goes with the Twins and, obviously, with the Blue Jays being traded. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., also the Blue Jays. And the old-timer, 39-year-old Carlos Santana. Still playing a heck of a defense.
Who won Gold Glove last year. So, there you go. And that was with Santana getting snipped and everything else this season. Still posts good numbers, but yeah. I don't know. I mean, Vladdy, I got to give him credit. This was probably the best defensive season I've seen Vladdy have.
I could see him walking with that one. Yeah. He made some great plays. You know, yeah, he's really matured as a first baseman. I got to give the kid kudos for sure. So, sliding over to second, we've got, again, from the Blue Jays, Andrés Giménez. Everybody knows about his defensive abilities and why the Blue Jays got him. Originally from Cleveland, Luis Rengifo from the Angels. Marcus Semien. I'm really pumped about Marcus Semien sliding in there again. I love it, man. Talk about just what a great MLB player. And it all happened, what, around the age of 30, basically?
Yeah, just late. South, 28.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oakland.
Like, just great. I love that. That longevity of staying there. And I don't know if... Yeah, that's an interesting one. Any thoughts on who might win that one?
It's the same as the pitcher to me. It's Andrés's to lose. Like, same as Max Fried. It's Max Fried's to lose. I think the writers get lazy and they just go by default. And don't get me wrong, Giménez had a good year. I got no problem with him winning it again. But yeah, Semien, I mean, obviously he was kind of banged up and whatnot throughout the year. Luis Rengifo, good season. he's an Angel, so it's not like I sat there and watched a lot of Angels games, so I can't comment too much on him defensively.
Here's my favorite one, Dirtbags. Third base in the AL. Ernie Clement from the Blue Jays. Mikael Garcia. Jose Ramirez. That's a good group that are all just tough defenders. I love that. I love those three. I'm all in on those three. There's no question about it.
You know what the funny thing is to me? So, Jose's either going to finish third or fourth for MVP, but yet he's the only one out of the MVP finalists. Like, obviously, Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be there as well. He's the only one out of probably the top three, and he's going to finish third in MVP. Maybe fourth. Obviously, depends on how they view it between him and Bobby Witt, but both of those guys, depending on which way you want to spin it, and they're not MVP guys.
Yeah, Jose's got to be in there at number three for the MVP side. But I really like that Gold Glove selection for sure. Shortstop, Corey Seager, Rangers. Taylor Walls, Rays. Bobby Witt Jr., Royals. I think that's, for me, it's Bobby Witt Jr. Corey Seager just doesn't play enough. And when he is on the field, he's an MVP. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But I think Bobby Witt Jr. on that one.
Led all MLB in most defensive categories, so yeah.
Absolutely. Left field, Stephen Kwan, Guardians. Wyatt Langford, Rangers. Tyler Soderstrom, Athletics.
Kwan's to lose.
Yeah. Soderstrom started as a first baseman to start the season, ends up being a left fielder, and because of Nick Kurtz, and he, at the end of the day, he's in the finalists for Gold Gloves. There's an athlete. That's awesome. Center field, Kyle Isbell. Sidani, Rafaela, Julio Rodriguez.
Where's the Canadian? Where's Denzel Clark? Oh, I'm serious, though. Like, that's a snub, too. I would have put him there, but...
Yeah, probably not enough games. Yeah. Right field, Willie Abreu, Adolis Garcia, Cam Smith. Freshman rookie with the Astros. Good to see. Utility slides back around to Ernie Clement. Mauricio Dubon from the Astros, Daniel Schneeman, Guardians. That's a pretty interesting one, too. I don't think Clement gets the third base. I think he ends up getting utility. I think that's how that one will slide out at the end of the day. Let's slide over to the National League. Pitcher, Matt Boyd, Cubs, David Peterson, Mets, Logan Webb, Giants.
Yeah, no comment on that one. I don't know.
And just all good, solid players.
Yeah.
No question about it. Deserving. Catcher, Patrick Bailey, you already spoke about him, from the Giants. Carson Kelly, Cubs. Luis Torrens of the Mets.
Yeah, Patrick Bailey's to lose.
Yeah, pretty sure on that one. First base, I was a little bit surprised or whatever. I Bryce Harper, Phillies. I didn't know if he'd get in there or not, but obviously they like what they saw. Matt Olson from the Braves. Spencer Steer from the Reds. Love seeing that. That might be an upset.
Steer over Olson?
Might be.
Yeah. That's a toss-up.
Yep. I like that, for sure. Second base, Xavier Edwards, Marlins. Nico Horner won last year, I believe. Cubs, Bryce Turang.
No, Turang. Brewers. Turang won last year because he won Platinum Glove.
Ah, that's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's Turang's to lose again. Yep. But Nico's a good one, too. So, and Xavier was just a good young kid. I don't know. That's an interesting one.
That's my favorite in the National League for sure. Ke'Bryan Hayes, third base, Pirates and the Reds. Ryan McMahon, Rockies, Yankees. Matt Shaw, Cubs. Reds are doing all right. Got both sides of the infield covered on Gold Gloves, so that's something promising for the future, I would think. So shortstop, Nick Allen, Braves. Mookie Betts, Dodgers. Mason Wynn, Cardinals.
Mason Wynn's to lose.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, like you said, you never know how they vote.
Well, when you post a better fielding percentage than Ozzie Smith.
Yeah, the legend. The legend, Ozzie Smith. Left field, Ian Happ, Cubs. Tommy Pham, Pirates. Kyle Stowers, Marlins. That's a tough group right there.
Same thing, though. I think Ian Happ's to lose. He's won three of them before.
Happy to see Tommy Pham in there, though. Really like that.
Quality vet.
Yeah, absolutely. Really impressed when I saw that come up. Center field, PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong, Cubs, Victor Scott II, Cardinals, Jacob Young, the Nationals. Young's going to be a...
I really think that this is a lot more of a toss-up than it will end up being, because I love Young. I mean, don't get me wrong. Obviously, Victor Scott, I think he's fantastic defensively, but he didn't play enough. And Pete Crow Armstrong obviously posted the first half numbers that he did. Now, I still think Pete Crow Armstrong wins it, but I would not be surprised if Jacob Young is a solid, probably 3-4-time Gold Glove winner in center.
Yeah, that's going to be a battle moving forward. All three young kids that can flat out play defense, no question about it. Right field, Corbin Carroll, D-backs, Sal Frelick, Brewers, Fernando Tatis Jr., the Padres. That's a tough group, too.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, that's a toss-up.
That's a tough one. If you got any thoughts on that one, Dirtbag, send it in to us. We'd like to hear your thoughts, opinions, especially if you're fans of those teams. Give us a reason why your players should be winning that. Utility, Miguel Rojas, Dodgers. Javier Sanoja, the Marlins. Apologize if I'm saying that wrong on the back. Jared Triolo, Pirates. Utility is the right word for those guys.
Underwhelming.
I've seen them.
Cool Glove candidates. But
it is, but these are guys that play multiple positions.
And they're all above average and can play multiple innings, multiple positions. So it's like, okay. Like, I like Triolo. I think he's a good piece. So I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up winning it, but
a little bit of excitement. A couple of Pirates named on it. That's got to be exciting for sure. I mean, Rojas filled in all over the infield for the Dodgers. 68 appearances at second base, 23 at third, 22 at shortstop, and even one at first base this year. Like good guys that can get the job done. So, again, you never know what the voters are going to think and stuff like that. If your player was selected from your team, congratulations. Be excited. Hopefully they'll win, come out of it, but nothing to be disappointed about either way you look at it. So we're going to be right back here after the break with the curtain call question.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter a month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
Let me tell you about this new Pretzel Cheddar Club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Progressive's Teen Driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's Teen Driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Like I said at the top of the show, a lot of questions coming in from non-contending playoff teams. Fans, Dirtbags, wondering what our thoughts and opinions we usually talk about in the offseason. State of the game, the temperature of the game. Because you're certainly hearing things about it already, even in the postseason, stuff like that. When I'm watching the postseason, especially that Milwaukee and that Dodgers series, even what is it, Jeff Francoeur and Brian Anderson, I think it is, doing the Fox Sports 1
TBS
game. Oh, yeah, okay. You know, boy, it's almost like they have trouble staying excited about the games. They're trying. They're really good. They're knowledgeable. But it seems like they're just, really, this is what we're seeing. And even like you said, watching the Dodgers, again, they're so mature. We know what they are. They've taken advantage of the way the system is set up right now. There's no debate. It's great. Good for them. They did it. But then you hear during the game, you got $100 million on the IL. The Brewers, what is it? $122 million
payroll.
Payroll for 2025.
Yep.
So you look at Snell and you go, wow. He's going to be that Clayton Kershaw. Well, no, not Kershaw, because he struggled in the playoffs a lot of times or whatever in that. But that unbelievable playoff pitcher. But you sit there and you look at it and you go, well, I mean, here's the bottom line for me. Whether it's public knowledge or not, they can manipulate the IL system. All pro sports are like that now. So you've got a $350 million payroll, but basically a $1 billion payroll from the Dodgers. You can let those guys rest and say, shoulder injury, arm injury, whatever it is. And then you bring back that guy that was on the IL for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, whatever it is. He slides in for half a dozen games and then you go somewhere else. And Clayton Kershaw came back and hats off to him. Unbelievable what he did again at the back half of this season for the Dodgers. So not taking anything away from any of them or whatever, but you sit there and go $100 million on the IL. Well, you better be darn good, Blake Snell, because you've only pitched a half a season. Any pitchers out there listening to this show right now, you know what we're talking about. Rest and recovery, and a lot of it. Yes, it's not game competition, but these guys are experienced enough. They know what game competition means. They know what it is. And they stay ramped up behind the scenes. So bottom line for me is, again, I go back to 2027. I don't think we're playing baseball. I just don't think. Nolan and I talked about it right before I let Nolan jump in. Last night it was. How many major league teams right now? The interesting thing is going to be to see what the National League does with free agent signings, trades, whatever it is, activity this offseason. The American League is going to keep competing and fighting, I believe, to try to be that AL representative in the World Series for 2026. But it's going to be really interesting to watch the National League teams and what they do. And if there's no activity, that's basically a sign to me that just says, we're not budging. We're not budging after 2026. We're getting a salary cap, or we're out of baseball for a long time until something really gets rectified.
Yeah, the Brewers have to win the NLCS. It's that cut and dry. I know Passan said it there the other day prior to game one. He's like, hey, listen, this isn't just about who wins the NLCS gets to move on to the World Series. This is about, okay, is there going to be baseball in 27 or not? And I don't disagree with that statement at all, because let's be honest, if the Dodgers and Seattle win, and we talked about it off air, obviously, yesterday while we were watching the game, if those two teams win, there's not going to be an East Coast fan watching the game. Let's call it what it is. I can't see that like, obviously there is going to be some fans. I'm not going to sit here and say, yeah, they're not going to be actively watching the game. And I mean, even that, let's say hypothetically speaking, Toronto beats Seattle. Same thing. Americans aren't going to watch Toronto because Toronto's a Canadian team. Milwaukee, everybody's hoping Milwaukee would have beaten or can still beat the Dodgers. Because obviously it's someone different and it's good for baseball that it's not the Dodgers in the World Series. But if the Dodgers win, then yeah, case in point, if you're an NL team, realistically speaking, what chance do I have going forward? Like, I get that the Mets tried to go out there and basically spend the money that they did. Obviously did not pan out for them in the slightest. Philadelphia, same boat, tried to go out there, spend the money, yet year after year they choke in the playoffs. That's basically it for National League teams that are willing to actually spend above the tax threshold. Like Atlanta came down, San Francisco, I know was right around it, but I think they were just under after the trade deadline, if I'm not mistaken. Like there's a couple of teams out there that might spend some money, but even this, they're talking Munetaki Murakami. I hope I'm pronouncing that name right. The third baseman for Japan, who will be playing for them in the World Baseball Classic, he's going to get posted this offseason. Immediately, the talks are, okay, well, Max Muncy, even though he holds the Dodgers postseason home run record, probably a good chance he's going to the Dodgers for another $300 million. Like, it's insane to me at the fact that they're just throwing that around there as casually as they are.
Well, and that leads me back. Well, before I get there, so you look at the Chicago Cubs. They trade for Kyle Tucker. Got a whole year to work with him, talk with him, and they didn't sign it. And that's not because they don't have the money. They have the money. But they didn't sign him, so he's going to free agency. They're going to have to compete with other teams. Or maybe they're not interested at all from the conversations they've had. I don't know. But it's just one example, right? You're not trading for a Kyle Tucker at his age and his capability to not honestly go all in to try to re-sign him.
No, that's it. When healthy, he's a top 10 player.
So that's a big red flag for me right there. Then I go to the playoffs again and just watch, really watch the Dodgers and the Brewers as they play. Because I'm looking at the Dodgers and I you know, they're going to be excited. Let's say they win the World Series. They're going to be excited. They should be. They won the World Series. They're a mature team, so they're very calm. They know literally 27 outs minimum before the game is over. So they know that. But when I watch them, it's almost like they've had a bunch of conversations themselves with friends around the league, people around the league, and there's not overwhelming excitement that I see coming from them. It just, maybe it's me. I don't know. I'd love to have your thoughts and opinions, Dirtbags. Please send it in to us. I go over and I go to Pat Murphy again, and I look at him the odd time when they scroll through or they scan him and put him on, and it just, he's in the back corner there. It's almost like he's thinking, you know, how in God's name? I have to say the right words in public, but how can we compete with this? I've got a great team, and he does have a great team, and hopefully they do come back, like Nolan said, and beat the Dodgers. I really hope they do. There's no question. I know the majority of the U.S. hopes that as well, or baseball fans around the world. But I look at that, and I think, oh, my gosh. You can see the frustration on his face, thinking, wow, they just came in here and for two games just made us look really, really
poor.
Average. Average, I guess. And again, the series isn't over. It's not done. We realize that. But those are just things that have been tipping points for me that I just really glare and stand out to me. So I want to talk about the Toronto situation. So I know there's a lot of questions that come from my American friends and past college players and everybody else. You know, how are you feeling about your Blue Jays? And I go, well, I'm not really a Blue Jays fan. I'm not a Blue Jays fan. I'm a baseball fan. But here's the thing with Toronto, because whether it's the NHL, the Maple Leafs, the Raptors in NBA, or the Blue Jays, it's tough to play in Canada. And the reason it's tough to play in Canada, especially Toronto, is because our colleges and universities are not like the U.S. in any way, shape, or form. They do a nice job of promoting and advertising and pumping up, but we're not even remotely a blip in comparison to college sports. So that is our college sports and our pro sports. Am I wrong in saying that, Nolan?
At best, we're a low-level D2.
Yeah.
Like, at best.
At the college level.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, even the professionals, like, the media puts so much pressure, and that's outside of the taxes. Obviously, the taxes are outrageous in Canada, especially in the GTA. Just insane. But besides that, just sticking with the actual sporting side of it, yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. Like, the media puts way too much pressure on the players and everything like that. And then on top of that, like, the second that things start to crumble.
Yes.
You know, it's just one of those ones where it's just literally the snowball effect that ball is rolling. Okay, done for, see you, pack it in, call it a career.
So you really, it is comparable to New York. Playing with the Yankees.
For baseball, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is a country. So it's 40 million. Basically, you're New York state alone. And so there is that pressure on it. But when you get behind that and you start talking to the players and stuff like that, everybody loves Toronto. Everybody loves Toronto and everything that it brings. And the common negative is just getting across the border, dealing with customs and stuff like that. Other than that, they love it here. So we just bring that up there, Begs, because we just wanted to educate you a little bit on that. If you didn't understand that situation and for the Toronto sports media, it's not like they're just so hard on it. It's just because our college, we don't have a secondary level of sports. It's the pro sports or it's not. And so it's just like you in the States of, hey, if you're a college town, man, when you lose, it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
And you dissect every corner of it in whatever the sport is, don't you? And that's it. So that's really important to understand that. There's no question about it. So great question sent in. Anything else on that type of stuff with the state right now?
No. I mean, it's one of those ones that I think no matter what happens, the World Baseball Classic has to just really outperform what the expectations are. And that's with 23 being as good as it is. Because, like, to get the players to agree to a salary cap, I just don't think it's going to happen. And ownership, obviously, that's their main sticking point. So I just think it's headed towards a lockout after 26. And even that, like I said, if the Dodgers win, then it's a for sure thing, in my opinion, barring something absolutely drastic happening in the offseason where NL teams just start spending out the wazoo.
And don't get us wrong, Dirtbags. We're disappointed because we're baseball fans and we look at all the amazing players all across this league. I mean, we want baseball. There's no question about it, but I think there's going to be some drastic change. There's got to be a lot of movement. And it might not necessarily be a salary cap, but certainly a salary floor. But if you're going to give the salary floor to the bottom teams, they're going to want a salary top. And deferred payments. I can see that probably being another sticking point. But that stuff we'll talk about in the future and stuff like that. But I definitely think the deferred payments is going to be something that's really looked at. Maybe you can do it, but you can only do it up to a certain threshold. Certain amount of money. Because
$680 million is the main sticking point there.
Crazy. So, Dirtbags, hopefully you enjoyed it. We'll be right back here after the break with Nolan's final thought.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give him your final thought.
Two final thoughts tonight. Alex Bregman opts out of contract with the Boston Red Sox. Says see ya to $40 million a year. And I think that's also because he's thinking the same thing that we are. Hey, baseball is not in a great spot. I better get my long-term contract out of the way. Obviously, Pete Alonso did the same thing a couple weeks ago or I guess once the Mets got knocked out there. But my second final thought, Mike Schilt taking the San Diego Padres fan base and players and ownership, obviously, all by surprise, announces his retirement from professional baseball, won't be returning to manage the San Diego Padres. Now they're the eighth team actively looking for a new manager. Don't know which direction they head in. Obviously, they'd want an experienced guy because that's still a team that is on the cusp.
Yeah, yeah, Bregman and Tucker to a degree, and Alonso and other high profile players opting out. It's really interesting to see that. And I don't know if they get that multi-year. That's another thing to watch, right? Is do they end up getting a 1 year? Bregman especially at $40 million for the next 2 years that he had from the Red Sox and the way that team's going. $40 million, man, for 2 years. Holy cow. That's a lot to leave on the table, no question. So, and Mike Schilt, obviously, great career in that. It goes to show you, man, this is when you're a baseball lifer, it's tough. It can wear you down. We see it with Ron Washington earlier on or whatever. Now Mike Schmidt just wore out, just tired, exhausted. But it happens to the best. There's no question about it. And we understand that, Dirtbag Nation. No question. So, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, being a part of the show. Spreading the message. Please keep doing it. We love it. We live it. We breathe it. We die it. We do it for you. And that's the bottom line. That really is the bottom line. This, it drives us. So if you've got questions for us, personal questions, player, parent, coach, trainer, whatever, reach out to us on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Nolan or myself will make sure you've got a guarantee to respond. Talk about it. help navigate it, whatever you've got. Any questions, anytime. That's the bottom line, and that's the reality, because that's what we do. We love it. You're partaking. You're watching the rest of the playoffs. Whatever it is, have a great week. Unfortunately, it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.